Thank you so very much for joining us tonight for our time of Bible study and our time of ministry in the Word of God. What a blessing. What an amazing opportunity that the Lord has given to us again to be able to come together tonight around His Word. I trust that you are doing well. All is going well with you and your loved ones, your family. And I trust God that you are enjoying His goodness even in this lovely season. We have been for several weeks discussing this all-important concept, scriptural concept of the wisdom of God. We have titled it The Divine Reality of Uncommon Wisdom. Am I ever so glad? I'm so thankful that the Lord led us in this way, and there's just such an outpouring of the wisdom of God. There's such an outpouring of the Spirit of wisdom in this season. I hope you are receiving it. The Bible says wisdom is too high for a fool, but I know you are not a fool. I know wisdom will not be too high for you. You will not allow wisdom to be too high for you. You will go after it. You will pursue it with everything that you have. I know we're doing that even as we continue on in this series of lessons. And tonight, I'm so excited about what the Lord is going to open our eyes to teach us, to remind us, to impart to us, to bless us. So I'm very excited. I hope you are as well. I hope you have your Bibles or whatever devices you use for accessing the scriptures, the Word of God. Wherever you are, I'm going to ask that you will bow your heads. Let's pray together tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you so very much for your faithfulness, for your loving kindness, for your goodness. Thank you, Father, for your word. The Bible says you send forth your word and you heal them and deliver them from all their destructions. I thank you, Father, for the word of wisdom that you have been sending our way over the last several weeks. And I thank you because that word of wisdom is bringing healing. That word of wisdom is bringing deliverance. That word of wisdom is bringing restoration. And tonight again, we're so excited. I thank you for my brothers and sisters, everyone that is joining us in this service from different parts of the world and different platforms. I pray, God, for illumination. I pray for understanding hearts for every single one of them. I pray, Father, that you will loosen my tongue. Speak through me. Lord, think through my mind. Help me minister the word of life tonight. And when it's all said and done, Father, help us all to have been blessed. I give you the glory and I give you the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining again. Welcome. Would you go with me there to our theme scripture, Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16. The Bible says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls." Stand in the ways and ask. See and ask for the good way. Where is the good way? Ask for the old paths, the ancient paths. Where is God's way? We've learned for several weeks about the power of the wisdom of God. And in the last couple of weeks, we started to talk about, very strongly focus on, how do we grow in the wisdom of God? How do we receive the impartation of the Spirit of wisdom? And how do we grow in this wisdom? And we have taken a lot of time to minister. You know, we have so much material. You have to forgive me that I will not give a lot of my time tonight to doing review. But I'm going to ask that you will please go back if you have missed any of our services, any of our recent teachings. And even if you haven't missed them, just go back and refresh. And I know that when this series of teachings is over, like we usually do, we're gonna just go back again and listen again so that the Lord can add to us everything that He has for us in this season. But I want us to cover as much ground as we can tonight, and I actually want to take a little detour. We have been talking about growing in the spirit of wisdom, and last week we learned about the Lord Jesus Christ being the full expression of the wisdom of God, and everything that is in Jesus is available to us, because the Bible says in Him the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily. And then it says we are complete in Him. We are complete in Him. So everything that is in Jesus, we have access to. But then it's not automatic. So what we are learning and what we are growing in is how to take advantage of what is in Christ for us, where the wisdom of God is concerned, and how we can continue to grow in that wisdom. Last week, we learned the first two ways of growing in the spirit of wisdom. The first one was the fear of the Lord, walking in the fear of the Lord, being pleasing to God, committed, passionately committed to being pleasing to God, is the foundation. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of godly wisdom. That is in Job 28, I believe verse 28. It says, "And unto man he said, Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil, that is understanding." So the foundation of all godly wisdom is the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. The fear of the Lord. Well, tonight, we're going to move on beyond that first way that we learned, and the second way that we learned, which is being prudent, using the wisdom that we already have. We saw a lot of that, so we're not going to go back and review that tonight. But I want to take a tiny little detour. This is so important. The Lord brought this into my spirit earlier on. And I want to just take a few minutes to talk about it before we move to the third, the fourth, and the fifth. Hopefully, I can touch on 3, 4, 5 in this service tonight. And I think 4, 5 might be just a lot of just briefly looking at those points, but I will still mention three additional ways tonight through which we can grow in the spirit of God's wisdom and receive the impartation of wisdom that the Lord has for us. Now, before we go there, let's talk a little bit about wisdom and timing. Because somewhere through all the initial foundational things we learned, I omitted mentioning that, and the Lord brought it back to my attention. You know, one of the greatest hallmarks of the people of wisdom is that they have an acute sense of timing. One of the greatest hallmarks of people of wisdom is that they have an acute sense of timing. People of wisdom know when to do something and what they need to do. The wisdom of God imparts to us the ability to know, to recognize what is the right thing to do in circumstances, in situations of life that we go through. What is the right way to go, and when to step into those right ways, when to make decisions, when to make the call, when to have the meeting, when to reach out, when to speak, when to be quiet. The wisdom of God enables us to live a life that is guided so accurately, so that it's not only the blessings of doing the right thing and walking in the right way that we get in our lives, but also we get the blessings of doing the right thing at the right time. Let's read here in Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and verse 1. Remember, I said this is a slight detour. I'm going to just touch on this briefly. It's not gonna. So if I start to go too long on this, just call my attention. I've got to stop and move on to tonight's material. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes chapter 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 1. Let's read from verse 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 8. I beg your pardon. Ecclesiastes chapter 8. We're going to read from verse 1. And we're going to read from verse 4 to 6. It says, "Who is as the wise man? And who knows the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed. A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine." The Amplified says, "A man's wisdom makes his face shine, and the hardness of his countenance." So the hardness of his countenance is changed. Wisdom brings a measure of not only the favor of God into our lives, but it brings a measure of not only accuracy. Not only accuracy, I'm going to talk about accuracy, but it brings a measure of delightsomeness. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That's what I'm looking for. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Wisdom brings a measure of delightsomeness into our lives. We've read that, I know, in Proverbs, but I really like the way he puts it here. He says, "A man's wisdom, a woman's wisdom, makes his face shine, and the hardness of his countenance is changed." Hardness of life, hardness of circumstances, hardness of situations, hardness of life experience is changed by the wisdom of God. Instead of that hardness, instead of that difficulty, we have delight. We have delight. Amen. Now, let's read verse 4 in the King James. It says, "Where the word of a king is, there is power. And who may say unto him, what do you do? Whosoever keepeth the commandment shall feel no evil thing." Look at the B part of verse 5. "A wise man's heart discerns both time and judgment." A wise man's heart discerns both time and judgment. Read that in the Amplified. It says, "A wise man's mind will know both when to do something and what to do." A wise man's mind will know both when to do something and when to do it. I'm sure you know this. Let me read this directly from my notes to you. Because this aspect of timing and judgment, where the wisdom of God is concerned, where the wisdom of God gives us the ability to be able to walk in soundness of timing and soundness of judgment, is a lot of times that really can make the difference between our enjoying the full benefits of wisdom or missing out entirely on the full benefits of wisdom. A lot of times, we can do the right thing, but doing the right thing is not enough. Many times, doing the right thing actually requires doing the right thing at the right time in order to produce the desired results. Doing the right thing at the right time. will produce the desired results. Sometimes we can do the right thing, but not doing the right thing at the right time can abort the entire process, can abort the entire exercise. Jumping ahead of the right time, being too slow behind the right time, can create failure where we should easily have succeeded. I want us to read this from the Amplified again. It says, a wise man's mind will know both when and what to do. Then it says in verse 6, for every purpose and matter has his right time. You know, many believers don't know that. Many believers don't even regard that. Or they think, I just want to do this now. I just feel like doing it now. They just do it. Many times we're just so impulsive. And we think like God runs with our schedule. Yeah, this is when I'm planning to do that. I'm just going to do it. And I'm sure God is going to bless it. No, not so. Wisdom actually enables us to walk in time, in the right time. Wisdom enables us. It says here, for every purpose and matter has his right time and judgment. Every purpose and matter has his right time and judgment. You can do something that is right out of his time and get the wrong result. And that would not be wisdom. Wisdom enables us. That's why in Ecclesiastes 3, and we all know that scripture. Let's go read it. Let me read it and then wrap up my comments here. I think this is all the Lord needed me to really mention tonight. Listen to this from my notes. Pray for yourself that as you continue to grow in wisdom, the Lord will also help you grow in your sense of timing. Doing the right thing at the wrong time will deprive you of the full benefits of that thing, even though it was the right thing to do. Doing the right thing at the wrong time will deprive you of the full benefits of that thing, even though it was the right thing to do. You can have a conversation with someone when it's not the right time, and that conversation can totally derail progress that you have made in that relationship. You can initiate a certain activity that's something you've always wanted to do, and you can initiate it at the wrong time and totally abort the plan of God. It says the heart of a wise man discerns both time and judgment. Of course, that's why we have Ecclesiastes 3. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which was planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rent and a time to seal, to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. There is a rightness of time. Just the fact that you feel the impulse to do something now does not mean it is the right time. The fact that all the pressure is on you to make a move today does not mean it is the right thing to do. Sometimes the right thing to do is just do nothing. Somebody said that. It's one of the keys of success. I heard somebody teach it. Sometimes the right thing to do in the moment is just do nothing. It's just do nothing. Now, of course, a lot of times, there are things we need to do. But that's why the Bible says the heart of a wise man or a wise woman can discern. You know when it is the right time to do something. You know when it is the right time to just relax and just let things be and rest and give God time to work things out. Oh, beloved, this is so very important. I don't know who needed this word tonight. The timing, the rightness of your timing can determine entirely the success of your life. There could be a time to apply for that promotion. There could be a time to just wait. There could be a time to have that conversation. There could be a time to just be quiet and let God work behind the scenes. There could be a time to take a step that you know you've always wanted to take. There could be a time to just hold, to just hold in place. Hallelujah. And I pray for you tonight that as you continue to grow in wisdom, the Lord's grace made available to you will also help you to grow in the rightness of the timings of your life. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let's go on to our third way of growing in the spirit of wisdom. So the very first one was walking in the fear of the Lord. The second one was using the wisdom that we already have, which is being prudent. The third one is by prioritizing wisdom and searching for it diligently. By prioritizing wisdom and searching for it diligently. Wisdom is too high for a fool. Don't let wisdom be too high for you. Reach out for it with everything that you have and engage its power in your life. Don't let wisdom be too high for you. Amen. Reach out for it with everything that you have and engage its power in your life. Engage its power in your life. Let's read Proverbs chapter 24. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 24. Reaching out for wisdom. Searching for it diligently. Making it your priority. Making it your priority. The Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. That is the first thing in every situation of life. Making that wisdom your priority. Making it the first step. Reaching out for it. Reaching out. Going after it. Going to look for it. Not waiting for it to show up in your bedroom. Going out to look for it. Where is that wisdom? Like Job said, where can this wisdom be found? Going out to search for it diligently is a major key to receiving it. The Bible says, they that seek, find. They that ask, receive. They that seek, find. And to them that knock, the door will be open. Well, what about those who don't seek it? What about those who don't knock? Will the door be opened? Those who don't seek it, will they find it? No, they won't. No, they won't. Look at Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 7. Sorry, Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 7. Wisdom is too high for a fool. He cannot open his mouth where important people are. Wisdom is too high for a fool. Wisdom is too high. They can't reach it. They can't reach it. They can't pay the price to step on something, to lay hold on wisdom. They can't pay the price to get out of home and go looking for wisdom. They can't pay the price to get that book. They can't pay the price to listen to that teaching. They can't pay the price to study, to be diligent, to meditate in the word. They can't pay the price to ask and listen quietly to what the Holy Spirit is saying to them. It's too high. Wisdom is too high for a fool. But look at verse 13 and 14. My son, eat thou honey, because it is good. And the honeycomb, which is sweet to thy taste, so shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. When you have found it, notice, when you have found it, meaning you went out looking for it. You went out to eat it. You gathered it so you could eat it. You went out in pursuit of it. You knocked on doors so that you could find it in the treasure room. He said, when you have found it, then there shall be a reward. There shall be a reward, and your expectation shall not be cut off. My son, eat the honey. This honey here is being compared to wisdom. Eat the sweetness of wisdom. Go after it. And when you find it, eat it. Chew it. Take your time, chew it, masticate it. Let all the juices flow into your life. Let all the nutrients that it carries flow into your life. Don't hurry. Eat it. Because when you have found it, the knowledge of wisdom will be like honey unto your soul. When you have found it. Hallelujah. So, what are we talking about? Reaching for wisdom. Every way you can. Sometimes wisdom is in a teaching like this. Amen. Sometimes wisdom is in the mouth of a counselor. Hallelujah. Sometimes wisdom is in the place of prayer that the Holy Spirit can transmit directly to you. You know what the general rule of thumb is? When you are seeking the Lord for wisdom, for light on anything, and you have done due diligence, you have sought the Lord, you have prayed, you have researched, you have done everything you can, then find an external channel of wisdom. Find an external channel of, you have done due diligence, you have done everything you know, and something is still not really happening the way it should. It's not breaking through. It's not coming through. You are not getting that open door, that result. You've done due diligence every way you know. You sought the Lord. You've waited. Then, after you've done due diligence, seek wisdom from an external channel. And we will talk a lot about that next week. I believe God we will. In our last, when we wrap this up, take the time. We will take the time to talk about the power of counsel, the power of wisdom from an external channel. Because what is a puzzle to you could be an experience for somebody else. What is a puzzle to somebody can actually be an easy peasy answer, like the British say. Easy peasy situation for somebody else because of the wisdom of God that is available to them in situations like that. So go after wisdom. Prioritize it. Search for it diligently. Don't let it be too high for you. Don't let it be too high for you. Let's read a few scriptures here. I know my time is gonna run. There are two other ones which I'm going to mention, I might not take a lot of time. We've talked some about some of it, some of the other two as we prepared, laid the foundation. So I might, if I run out of time tonight, I'm going to mention them. I'm not going to do much delving and teaching there, but the Holy Spirit will still help us get everything that we need to get here. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah. Proverbs, let's go to Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 20. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 20. Let's read from verse 20 down to 23. It says, wisdom is crying outside. She utters her voice in the streets. She cries in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she utters her word, saying, how long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? How long? And the scorners, will you delight in their scorning? And fools hate knowledge. Verse 23, turn you at my reproof. Turn you at my reproof. I will pour out my spirit. This is wisdom talking now. Turn you at my correction, and I will pour out my spirit upon you. I will make known my words unto you. When you go out searching for it, when you go out, wisdom is crying in the street. You go out to meet it. You don't stay in your bedroom. You go out looking for it. And then when you hear his voice and you hearken to his voice and you take correction and you take direction, then he says, I will pour out my spirit upon you. Oh, Jesus, I love that. I love that very much. I love that very much. Because, of course, one of the most important ways of growing in the spirit of wisdom, which is one of the other two we should talk about tonight, hopefully, is by the impartation of the Holy Spirit. But look, the Bible says, God says, I will pour out my spirit of wisdom upon you. I will pour out this spirit of wisdom upon you. When you go out looking for it, when you go out looking for it, and when you hear his words, when you hear his voice, when you hearken to what he says, I will pour out, he says, verse 23, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23, turn you at my reproof. I think it's the Amplified that says, if you will be corrected, if you are going in a certain direction, or if you are about to take a step, and you hear the voice of wisdom saying, well, that is not the right step, this is the right step. Remember in Jeremiah 6:16, ask, stand, see, stand in the ways, ask for the old path. Where is the good way? Now, when you hear the voice of wisdom say, this is the good way, and you hearken to it, and you go in the good way, then it says, I will pour out, this is what it says, behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you, and I will make known my words unto you. Let's read this from the Amplified. If you will turn, repent, and give heed to my reproof, behold, I, wisdom, will pour out my spirit upon you. I will make my words known unto you. I will pour my spirit upon you. I'll make my words known unto you. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 2, just the next chapter right there. Let's read from verse 1 to 7. My son. Oh, sounds like the father is just really ministering to us. We're hearing the voice of wisdom, but it's really the voice of our Heavenly Father. My son, if you will receive my words, exactly what we read in Proverbs 1:23, if you will receive my words and hide my commandment with you, so that you incline your ear unto wisdom and apply your heart unto understanding, yea, if you cry after knowledge, and if you will lift up your voice for understanding, if you will seek her as silver and search for her as hidden treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. If you will go after it, If you will seek it as the priority of your life, he says, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, he said, then the Lord will give you wisdom. The Lord will make his wisdom available unto you. Seeking for wisdom as the priority of our lives, diligently searching for it. Diligently searching for it. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7 to 9. Hallelujah. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt and she will promote you. She will bring you to honor. And when you embrace her, she will give to your head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver to you. Seeking for wisdom. Do you know how much money people spend for some things in life that don't even have that much value to them? They'll be willing to pay that money. They'll be willing to make that investment. But do you know one of the greatest investments you can make in your own life, in your own future, is an investment in the wisdom of God? Do you know one of the greatest investments you can make is an investment in the wisdom of God? The wisdom of God that you pursue, that you pay for. You can't pay money for it. You can't pay dollars for it. But that you make sacrifices to go get. You pay for the material. You get the instructional manual. You pay for an audience. You travel a distance to be in a place where wisdom is being disseminated. You are willing to put aside your preferences, make sacrifices so that you can be in the arena where wisdom is. So you can gain knowledge. You can gain wisdom. You can gain understanding. My friends, when we prioritize wisdom like that, when we go after wisdom like that, when we diligently search for wisdom like that, the Bible says God will give it to us. God will make it available to us. Of course, this is very close also to the third one we were going to talk about tonight, which is really number 5 on our list, which is asking for it. Asking for it when we lack it. Like the Bible says in James chapter 1 from verse 5. If any man, any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth freely without upbraiding. Here he's saying, go after it. Pursue it. Hallelujah. Pursue it. You remember what the Lord said about the Queen of Sheba? Think how far she traveled. And the Lord Jesus Christ was using an example to almost chastise some people that were not willing to pay any price to get wisdom in their lives. If they're ever going to get wisdom, that wisdom has to come and look for them. And the wisdom has to force itself on them. But that's not us. Amen. We are going to go after it. Like we're going after it tonight. We're going to go in search of it. I mean, what does it really take to get around the Word of God and receive instruction? Maybe time. Well, maybe time that you could use spending, watching a show that you really like, or you think, yeah, I like to do. All time, you could just use in relaxing. Right? Time you could do in doing something that is pleasurable. There's nothing wrong with that. But when you find out that there's a place to get wisdom, and there is a time to get that wisdom, and there's a conflict with some other thing that you wish you could do that's maybe pleasurable, then pay the price. Go after wisdom. Let's listen to what the Lord said about the Queen of Sheba in Luke chapter 11. Look at Luke chapter 11, verse 31. a queen. She left home in search of wisdom. She left home in search of wisdom. Luke chapter 11, verse 31. She left home. She left her throne. She left her palace. Went in search of wisdom. Wisdom. Luke chapter 11, verse 31. It says here, the queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them. For she came from the utmost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. She came from the utmost parts of the earth. Not looking for money. Not looking for a job, not looking for favor. She came from the utmost part of there looking for wisdom. Looking for wisdom. And the Bible says she will stand in judgment and condemn the people of that generation because they had wisdom around them. They will not even pay attention to it. This woman, this royalty, this amazing woman, the queen of Sheba, traveled from the utmost part of the earth to go find wisdom. Let me ask you, where have you traveled to get wisdom? I really mean that. Where have you gone to get wisdom? I mean, is it always delivered to your backyard? Right? Is it always Uber Eats delivers it to you free of charge? If it doesn't come through Uber Eats free of charge, you're just not going to bother with it? Is that the way that is for you? Like, it has to be thrown at you, like, right, like, made available in so many forms, so many ways, so many, many, many different ways. If not, you won't even pay attention to it. I believe that's not you. But that's a legitimate question I want you to answer. What have you done in search of God's wisdom? Where have you gone? What price have you paid? Perhaps you have paid the price. Perhaps you have gone places. Perhaps you have made sacrifices to get the wisdom of God. Well, then praise God for you, because wisdom will be made available to you. Praise God for you, because you will grow in the spirit of wisdom. Praise God for you, because you will mount up with wings as the eagle. You will grow in knowledge and you will grow in understanding. Praise God for you. But if you have not, you haven't even gotten out of bed in search of wisdom. You haven't even left your apartment, left your home, house, gotten out of your car to go look for wisdom. It's time to get busy. It's time to get busy, my brothers and my sisters. This wisdom is calling for us. It's time to get busy going after the wisdom of God. Align that wisdom to begin to shape our words, to begin to shape our actions, to begin to shape the decisions we make. It's time to get busy. Allow the wisdom of God to begin to become extra influential over the activities of our lives. It's time. It's time. Prioritizing it, searching for it diligently. Searching for it diligently. Remember the Lord Jesus Christ in Luke chapter 2. Hallelujah. Where are we at here? Praise God, I still have some time, 45 minutes. Remember the Lord Jesus Christ in Luke chapter 2. You remember? It's a fairly long passage. We won't read the whole thing, but let's read from verse 40. Let's read a few verses and find our way all the way down to verse 52 there. Luke chapter 2, let's read from verse 40. It says, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. And his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they have fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. He tarried behind. He waited behind. I wonder why. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, they went a day journey. And they sought him among their kinfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking for him. While they were seeking for him, he was seeking for wisdom. While they were seeking for him, he was seeking for wisdom. While they were seeking for him, he was seeking for wisdom. While they were seeking for him, he was seeking for wisdom. Do you know there's something that the Lord is endeavoring to get to us here? If we will seek for wisdom, things will seek for us. If we will seek for wisdom, people will seek for us. If we will seek for wisdom, opportunities will seek for us. If we will seek for wisdom, promotion will seek for us. If we will seek for wisdom, enlargement of life will seek for us. If we will seek for wisdom, that's the key. If we will seek for wisdom, while he was seeking for wisdom, they were seeking for him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it came to pass after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors. Aha! Sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. Sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. Listen to that. Both hearing them and asking them questions. He wasn't the one doing all the talking. And he wasn't sitting amongst riffraffs. He wasn't sitting among people who were going nowhere. He wasn't sitting with the boys and sitting with the girls, just chatting and just idle words and just passing the time. No, he was sitting with the doctors. He was sitting, that is, the doctors, they are talking about people with knowledge. Sound-minded people. Jesus, the Savior, the Messiah, he searched before they left Jerusalem. Sorry, before they left where they went to do their whatever the family obligation is. in Jerusalem, they had fulfilled the days as they returned. The child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and his parents went on home, but he stayed behind. But notice, even when they were there in Jerusalem, there is no record that his parents were asking for direction to where the doctors were. But Jesus was. Look for the doctors. He asked, where are they gathered? Where is that place? Where all the sound minds and all the knowledgeable people are talking and sharing knowledge and sharing wisdom. He got the address. He went there. He sat down in the midst of them like he belonged there. The Bible says he was hearing them and he was asking questions. He was prioritizing wisdom. He was searching for it with everything that he had within him. And the Bible says, and all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. They could tell he had the wisdom of God. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why have you thus dealt with us? Behold, your father and I have sought you sorrowing. And he said unto them, how is it that you sought me? Did you not know I must be about my father's business? His father's business was seeking out wisdom. His father's business was seeking out wisdom, an engaging wisdom. Hallelujah. And they understood not the saying which is spoken to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom. Oh, ho. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and with man. This is something we pray. This is something we usually pray. Lord, help me increase. Increase me in wisdom. Increase me in stature and in favor with God and man. That's a good prayer, actually. It's a very good prayer. But I want you to notice, the Lord didn't just pray that prayer. He went in search of wisdom. He didn't just stay home on his bed in the air-conditioned room praying that prayer. No, he went after wisdom. He went in search of wisdom. Hallelujah. And when he found it, he took it in. He ate it like honey. He ate it like honey. It became sweet to him. It became sweet to him. It was like the honeycomb to him. Bible says, so shall the knowledge of wisdom be to your soul. When you have found it, your expectation will never be cut off. No wonder he grew in wisdom. He increased in wisdom. He increased in wisdom. Hallelujah. He increased in wisdom. He increased in wisdom. Glory be to God. Prioritizing it. Searching after it. Searching for it diligently with everything that we have. Like the psalmist said, no wonder he had more understanding than his teachers because he went after it. He went after that wisdom. The psalmist said in Psalm 119, verse 97, look at it. You have given me more understanding. I'm wiser. I have more wisdom. Psalm 119, verse 97. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, has made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. Your commandments are ever with me. So you've made me wiser. I'm wiser than my enemies because your commandments are ever with me. Hallelujah. I have more, he says that in verse 99. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I have more understanding, more wisdom than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. So I keep going after it. Hallelujah. I keep going after it. So I have more, I'm wiser than my enemies. I have more understanding than my teachers. Hallelujah. Verse 100, he says, I understand more than the ancients. I understand more than the ancients because I keep thy precepts. I have greater understanding, greater wisdom than even the older generation because I keep that. See, he's sitting in the midst of them, the Lord Jesus Christ was, hearing them and asking questions. Hearing them and asking questions. And then he took the meditation of the word of God. He took the word, the precepts of the word of God, and ate it like honey. And ate it like honey. And mixed it all together. So by the time the Lord finished imparting to him that spirit of wisdom, he had so increased to the point where he had more wisdom than the ancient people he was sitting around. He had more wisdom than the doctors he was sitting around listening to. Going for it, searching for it, prioritizing it, prioritizing it is a key, a most important key to growing in the spirit of wisdom. And of course, like I've already said earlier, wisdom comes to us. The fourth way is by the impartation of the Holy Spirit. And we have read this. We have read this over and over. We even read that tonight. You remember in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23? Remember we read that earlier? Where the Lord said, I will pour out upon you my spirit, and I will make my words known unto you. I'll pour out upon you. I will pour out, Proverbs 1:23. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit upon you. I will make known my words to you. Isaiah 11. We have studied Isaiah 11 a little bit during this series of teachings. There shall come forth from verse 1. There shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And he will make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. That's by impartation. Wisdom coming to us by impartation. The wisdom of God coming to us by impartation. By impartation of the Holy Spirit. Remember that time in Numbers 11 from verse 14 where Moses was telling the Lord, Lord, I don't know what to do with these people. I can't meet all their needs. I can't solve all. I don't have all that I require. I'm not able to bear their burdens, Lord. And the Lord said to him, call out some of the elders amongst the people and come out to a place that I'll direct you. And he says, there I will talk to you and I will take of the spirit that is upon you and I will put it upon them. The same spirit of wisdom, the same spirit of grace, understanding, knowledge, and leadership that Moses had. God, I will take it and put. So wisdom comes by impartation of the Holy Spirit when we walk closely with him, when we fellowship with him, when we take the time to be around him, to involve him in the things we do. And when we pray over ourselves, and that powerful prayer in Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 16, pray when Paul says, I pray for you. Ever since I heard of it, I pray for you. I pray for you that you may be filled with the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Hallelujah. That the eyes of your understanding might become so enlightened that you might know the hope of his calling. Praying for ourselves. Praying for us. It's one of the ways in which we receive that impartation of wisdom from the Holy Spirit. So there is the major one we talked about tonight, which is going for it, prioritizing it, searching for it diligently. Then there is by the wisdom that comes to us by the impartation of the Holy Spirit. And then there is wisdom that comes to us by asking for it when we need it. We read in James chapter 1 from verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask. Hallelujah. And as we do all of this, we will keep growing in the spirit of wisdom. I look forward to our next service next week, trusting God to help us wrap it up, deal with that major aspect of counsel outside of us in growing in the spirit of wisdom. And in the name of Jesus, I see the Lord pouring out, just like he promised in Proverbs 1:23, pouring out upon us the spirit of wisdom. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you tonight. We give you praise. We bless your holy name. Receive the glory and the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.